to sit at noon is for us to practice on our own, in our own way, the guidance of the first two morning sits. There's a guidance and there's a way in which we can find, we can come into awareness of what the teachings are when it's guided. But what becomes more important is whether you can find it in your own practice, in your own sit. And so this sit is designed for that. So I'm going to give us just a pointing on a small poem by Li Po. Very simple. Meditation on Qingling Mountain. The birds have vanished down the sky. Now the last cloud drains away. We sit together, the mountain and me, until only the mountain remains. The birds have vanished down the sky. Now the last cloud drains away. We sit together, the mountain and me, until only the mountain remains. I ended us a little, couple of minutes early, so I can talk a little bit about Donna before we go for our meal break. I wish that Sims could pay and offer financial means for Philip, but it's not possible. And in the system we've created, we separate the fees that we get for putting on these non-residential events for the center itself, for the organization to be able to continue to bring teachers and continue to offer practice opportunities. But then there's a way that we take care of teachers separate from that. That we take care of teachers differently than we take care of centers. And that's what I want to invite you to consider offering Donna to Philip. There's a, if you go to the homepage, you'll see that there's a link to either the PayPal account or the Venmo account, or you can mail it directly. But this Donna is what enables teachers to actually continue to teach the Donna, Dhamma. Some of you have been, you know, in this practice for a long time and you're fully aware of Donna, the talks, and you're given Donna talks, so you're fully aware of this system. But I know there are some of you that aren't necessarily aware of that. So that's why I want to take some time to talk about it. I like that we do it this way. It is difficult at times to pay the cost of going to an event and then have a separate conversation about offerings to the teacher. But I like that we do this because a Dhamma organization is not the teacher, and the teacher is not the Dhamma organization. So whatever offerings you could give to Philip, it's piled together. It's not, he won't, it's not like it's separate, yours and his, yours and mine, I mean. It's all one lump sum, and we give whatever we can at whatever amount is supportive for us to offer, and then together it's pulled together as one, and that offering then becomes a part of his livelihood, his ability to take care of himself. So do consider giving, those of you that are leaving today. This would be your opportunity to give. I think you still have access to the homepage afterwards, but that's where you'll be able to give from. It's just going to the homepage and offer. All right. So thank you so much for your generosity and your strong practice this morning. I can feel it. It's so wonderful. And I'll see you back here at 2:30. Yeah, 2:30.